Okay, well, welcome everyone to this afternoon's talk, Never Feeling Lonely. Just checking I've got the words the right way around. So Never Feeling Lonely, and I'm going to introduce that and our speaker in just a moment. So this has been hosted by the Lighthouse Retreat Centre, which is in Worthing. And just to give you a bit of a intro to Zoom, in case none of you you've not used it before, you can choose your view, although I will be spotlighting the speaker, but you go to the top right and whatever the words that are written there, that's where it will take you. So if you're on gallery view, and it will say speaker view, so you can then go to that that view. The other thing to know is that if you want to ask a question, just bring your cursor down to the bottom of the screen and click on chat, and then you can address your question to everyone, which means everyone will see it, or choose Lighthouse if you just want me to see it. So we'll have a question and answer at the end, or any other issues that you've got regarding the use of the platform, or meaning the quality of your experience, do put that in there as well. Okay, so once again, welcome to anyone else who's just joined. And so, Never Feeling Lonely is our topic, and very much a key aspect for the current times we're passing through, because all of a sudden, people launched into a very different, or rather unlaunched, actually, to really put it in the proper context, that all of a sudden, people being contained in a way that we never would have thought possible just a few weeks before, actually. And now, of course, we're very much used to it. It's a standard feature of life and just coming out of that. And of course, although even if you're with other people, you can still feel very lonely. And if you're actually just by yourself, of course, despite technology, it's still possible to feel very lonely. It's a very good topic. For the current time period, but also I think loneliness has been increasing as an experience over the years anyway, regardless of whether people are in relationships or in family or by themselves, just that general feeling. So I think it's a fantastic topic to explore. And the one we've got to share with us today is Parmjit Bajwa, who hails from Leicester, and he chose this topic. And I've known Paramjit for many, many years, actually. So we've interacted in many ways and many levels. Often I meet him in India, as well as London, and occasionally Leicester when I'm up there. So you'll soon find out, if you haven't listened to him before, he's very, very light, jovial, happy, friendly, enthusiastic, and also a very good student of spirituality, and when he shares, he taps into an awful lot of both experience as well as understanding. So I'm not going to say anything more, but very warm welcome to you, Paramjit. And like the format we've got, he's going to share, and then there'll be Q&A and meditation, or one way round or another on that. So over to you, Paramjit.
Thank you, Mark. Om Shanti to everyone. A very good afternoon to you from sunny Leicester, but lockdown Leicester. As you know, Leicester has now become infamous for the lockdown. And I was just sharing with Mark earlier, I heard on national news that Belgium has banned anyone from Leicester. And if they do, they have to go into quarantine. So don't go to Belgium, my advice to you. So the topic is never feeling lonely. Do you feel lonely? Are you lonely? I used to feel lonely many, many years ago. And I didn't know that it was loneliness. It's not that I missed anybody, or actually, I've never really been trapped in a relationship where I'm missing people, but I had this lonely feeling. And it was a very unpleasant feeling. And the first time I experienced this was when I was in my school days, and was in my teens, and somebody was having a birthday party, and all my friends were going, but I wasn't invited, even though I knew this person, but we weren't very close to this. I wasn't very close to this person, But the feeling that I wasn't going to be there with all my friends, there was a feeling I didn't belong. And that was the moment I really experienced loneliness for the first time. And but it passed. It soon passed. And since then, my life has been actually very, very good, because I've never felt lonely in the sense that I'm not missing anyone. But I have had those moments where where sometimes I felt slightly sort of empty. So I want to explore why loneliness comes and how we can overcome loneliness, and bring some very simple methods, some solutions where we can remain full. So in this current climate of lockdown right across the world, people have either been forced into loneliness, or they have been sort of missing people, even though they may be living next door or in the street or just somewhere else. And people, for the first time, they've realized how dependent that society has come in becoming dependent on jobs, on a lifestyle, and on people. And now it's been taken away from them, not through their own free choice, but really forced upon them. They've suddenly discovered that actually all this time they had let go of their own sort of fullness and had become dependent on the outside. So when we feel lonely, it's because I feel empty inside. So when there's a void inside, what do? We try to fill that void. We do that by, for instance, if we have nothing else to do, people put the TV on and they do a bit of channel hopping just to pass the time away. But actually, it's boredom, it's loneliness. And there are many forms of loneliness. And so when we become dependent on the outside, we are trying to fill the emptiness inside from the outside. Now, we know that everything is constantly changing. Everything is very much a temporary basis. But somehow, we have got into this situation where gradually we have let go of the fullness that was within us. And as we've let go of that fullness, that emptiness that comes through, I've tried to fill that fullness from the outside. So I become attached to a situation. I become attached to a job. I mean, I was just reading some articles on the BBC website that so many jobs are going to be lost, and people comments are, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to survive? I don't know. There is a sense of insecurity. There's a sense of sort of fear. And that's also coming from a perspective of loneliness. Why? Because dependency leads to emptiness. So I become dependent on the job, and I'm taking from the job. So the job gives me a sense of security, a sense of purpose, and I make friends. I've got a sort of lifestyle. But now that job is being taken away, and suddenly the insecurity is coming because I don't know what to do. Now suddenly it's forced upon me. How am I going to overcome this job that I've become dependent on for so many years? So I'm worried, will I get another job? Now, it's not the job that's causing me the loneliness. It's not the job that's causing me fear. It's actually spiritually, I'm bankrupt on the inside, and I've become indebted to the outside world for how I emotionally feel. So if I become dependent on someone or something, then I'm at the mercy of those. And literally, I become like a puppet. And all of those external dependencies are like strings that are pulling me. So when things are going really well, I have a job, I'm in a very loving relationship with people, and the weather's nice, who knows? Whatever dependence we have, when they're playing that role, I feel really full. So I'm very happy with people with me. Job's good, situations is good, but I can still feel lonely. Because the more I become dependent on the outside, the more empty I will feel. It's almost like they're sucking my self-worth. I'm losing my own self-respect, and I've become dependent on the outside. So I even become dependent on people being nice to me. I mean, how often we become used to for people to say thank you or just praise us. And when that stopped, there's the loneliness coming in, because dependency. Now, dependency comes about when I've forgotten my own identity. Now, we do live in a world where we become dependent on everything and everyone. And yet, even though we have all of those things, even when we can access those, we're still empty inside. We still feel emotionally drained. So we live in a world where there is no solution to this emptiness. If anything, this emptiness that's inside of us is going to increase even more. I mean, I was just thinking how people are missing their family and friends, and there's such tragic news where their loved ones have passed away, but they weren't there to even hold their hands or even say goodbye, not even by a phone or these social media. And why is that? Because I'm still taking from the outside. Now, when we're spiritually full, when we're absolutely full of all the attainments that I've been searching from the outside, I will never feel lonely. Now, I remember, as I said, when I was that teenager, when I was at school, there was an emptiness. And that emptiness was because I was searching on the outside. I didn't know it at the time. It was much, much later that I realized what was calling, what was making this sort of feeling, which was very unpleasant. But since I've been doing meditation, well, everything has changed. I mean, in the current lockdown situation, I have never experienced any loneliness whatsoever. Even though I can't see my relations, my parents are currently stuck in India. They can't go anywhere else. I have my grandchildren who live probably on the other side of Leicester, which is a few miles away, and yet I can't even go and see them. But do I miss them? No. We can still communicate. But the interesting thing is, when we're full on the inside, when something or someone is in front of us, we will give our very best. So when I'm interacting with my grandchildren, even before the lockdown, I respected them, I interact with them, and I enjoy that moment, and they enjoyed their moments with me. But when it was time to go, I never felt lonely, and they never felt lonely. Why? Because they hadn't become dependent on me, and I hadn't become dependent on them. And because of that, the relationship was always one of giving. So when we're full on the inside, we're able to interact with everyone and anyone with a feeling of fullness. And so if that situation changes, if that individual is not not with me, I'm not going to miss them because I'm not taking from them. So dependency comes when I'm trying to fill the emptiness from the outside. So I know in the past, I had become very dependent on my family's business. And that gave me a sense of security. I felt really good. But one day the business failed. It didn't fail overnight. You could see the writing on the wall. Things had started to go wrong. And again, the sense of insecurity that was created within myself was very sort of unpleasant. I would say it was a torrid time for me. And when it was taken away, I felt even more lonelier than ever because I'd become dependent on the business. I didn't realize that I was just a trustee. I was just an actor playing a role. And anything that was in my possession, it wasn't mine. I was just the trustee that that was looking after it. So what we can do to break loneliness is to look inwards. So if I'm trying to fill from the outside, you know I'm going to be at the mercy of the outside. So think about your own situations. Are you dependent on anything or anyone? Well, if you are, you're going to fluctuate up and down. So when they're with you, you feel great. When they're not with you, you're going to feel unpleasant. But what if we look inwards and start seeing the being that I really am? You know, I'm just looking at myself at the moment because of the lockdown. My hair has actually grown quite long. Normally I keep it quite short on the sides, but I've tucked it behind my ear. Mark was saying, oh, you look quite smart, but actually it's quite long, but it gives the impression I'm smart. Now, if I'm taking from my appearance, it makes me feel good. But as you know, appearances are very deceptive. They are constantly changing. This physical body has changed so much since the last 4 months during this lockdown. I actually feel very light. I feel very energetic because that's probably my lifestyle. Now, if I've become dependent on even this physical body and the body does not function, the body ages, then again, there's a feeling of insecurity. Loneliness leads to insecurity. And insecurity makes me feel very vulnerable because of the dependency that comes through. So when I look in myself and I realize, actually, I'm not even this physical body. I'm an actor. Well, if I'm an actor, I need to ask myself the question, who is the one that is actually acting? So this actor is the one that actually feels lonely or full. Well, it feels full of self-respect or disheartened. So this being is the real me. This is the real deal that's trying to reveal itself. And since I've discovered and realized I am this being, and this being whose form is like a tiny star, it's like a spiritual energy that cannot be created, that can't be destroyed. So in that consciousness, I feel so full. I feel alive. And because I'm not dependent on the physical body, I'm not dependent on the possessions or the situations or the people in my life, I don't feel that any sense of insecurity if those circumstances, situations, relationships change. So even with this physical body, I don't have any issues with the long hair. In fact, actually, it's quite invigorating because it's given me a new look, a new perspective of myself, which perhaps I wouldn't have explored if I was not in this present lockdown situation. So the more I practice being me, the more I am free from the dependencies of the outside world. And so when I'm connecting with myself, I'm actually replacing the emptiness, not from the outside, but from within. Now, it makes sense that if I'm connecting with myself, then that attainment that I've always yearned for is always with me 24/7. So when I'm full and I'm interacting from a perspective where I'm self-respecting the self, I feel happy, I feel light, I feel content. What happens is I make others content. I make others happy. This is why when we interact with children, for example, especially if you give an example of a baby, is that we love babies. Why? Because, you know, with babies and little children, we don't feel threatened by them. We don't feel dependent on them because we don't have to prove ourselves to them. And because I'm not dependent on them, I'm interacting with them from a very natural perspective, from a natural awareness. And because of that, I feel very secure with them. And they feel very secure because we're not competing or comparing with each other. And so from that point of view, the relationship is actually a wonderful relationship. This is what people would, I would say, call true love. So I'm giving love, not on the basis of receiving. I'm giving love on the basis that I'm always giving. You know, like the sun, it's always giving light. It doesn't say, well, I'm not going to give you light today because you're always cursing me, you're always unpleasant to me. No, it always gives. So when I'm in the correct awareness, I'm giving. So I'm being my natural self. The child doesn't feel threatened by me, and I don't feel threatened by the child. So I can be silly. You know, I can do my sort of baby talk. I can be childish in my behavior. And yet I don't feel insecure. I don't feel empty or lonely, because the moment I forget who I am, I become very defensive. I become on my best behavior. I mean, think about even this Zoom meeting. I mean, you only see the top half. Well, okay, I want to look pleasant when you see me. But what do you think I'm wearing on the lower part? Now, I don't want to take you down there, but I'm not concerned by it, because I don't have to prove myself. Because in today's world, people are very artificial. Their appearance, their persona is so artificial. And we've seen in today's world where people have been forced to work from home, that when they went to work, they were being someone that they were not. And because of that, when they were in that environment, they felt very uncomfortable. They felt very insecure. It was almost like there was a lot of tension and stress building up, because they were trying to be someone and something just so that they could be accepted by others. So the relationship on that level is very much taking. So if you dress the way I want you to dress them, I like you because the way you speak to me, what happens is you are still being controlled by external factors. But now when you're working from home, people actually feel much more alive. They're much more natural because they're dressing down. And because they're dressing down, they feel much more comfortable with themselves, not having to constantly compete and prove to others or defend themselves. Now they feel relaxed. And because of that, a lot of people that felt very lonely at the beginning are starting to become very full, because they've stopped taking and start giving, simply because they've had time to enjoy their own company. And when we sit in solitude, what happens is we get to know the real being that we are. So I found 25 years ago when I started to do meditation, that the more I sat in solitude, more I went into introspection, where I went inwards, the more I enjoyed my own company. I got to know the real me. And I felt, wow, you know, I'm actually very simple. I don't need anything or anyone. And because I don't need or I want anything, I could be myself. And so being myself meant I didn't have to compete. I didn't need anyone's approval. And it didn't really matter to me whether somebody invited me or not. See, that was the problem I experienced when I was at my school. It's because I wanted to belong, and I would do anything to belong to a particular group or a particular community or a lifestyle. But now it doesn't concern me anymore, because I'm being me. And if people don't accept me, it's of no concern to me. And it's a wonderful feeling, because the more I am being my natural self, the more I actually become a magnet to attract others. So the people that perhaps would have kept distance from me in the past because they felt, I'm not good as you, or I'm better than you, because, you know, the ego, the arrogant eye and the disheartened eye always comes in. And that either makes me feel I'm better than you or I'm not as good as you. But now, being my natural self, I can be with them, and they are also feeling very secure because they can be their natural self. And when they're being their natural self, the relationship is wonderful. You know, it's like, wow, you're accepting me as I am, what I am. You're not judging me because the color of my skin or the clothes that I'm wearing or how I speak or the car that I'm driving. No, I'm expecting you. I'm accepting you as you are, what you are, unconditionally, no conditions attached. So when I'm coming from that perspective, I will never feel lonely. I will always feel full. So when they come into my presence, it's great. So we have that relationship based on equality because we're giving, we're accepting. But the moment I forget, I start putting conditions. I start having expectations. That's when loneliness comes in. So in today's world, tragically, people are feeling lonely because they've got themselves into that situation. But the good thing is, we don't have to be there. We can change. So look at in today's environment, you know, look how much damage we had caused because it was me, me, me. What's in it for me? So we've taken from the environment. And now for the first time, there's been a dramatic reduction in use of vehicles. And look what's happened to nature. Nature's recovered. And that also gives us hope for us. So when we're in a situation where we feel pressed down, people are pushing us down because of who we are, now we can let go. And suddenly by letting go, like nature, we're able to mold ourselves to the present situation and the real me is emerging. And the more the real me emerges, the more I will feel secure, the more I will feel light, and the more I will feel that I want to give. So as I give, I'm coming from a perspective where I'm benevolent, I'm merciful, I'm not judgmental. And because I'm giving, I'm no longer dependent. So the dependency breaks. So I know relationships are going to change. I know circumstances are going to change. I know the job will change. And I know this lockdown will end. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to continue in Leicester, probably about another week or so, and they'll review it. But the lockdown shouldn't affect how I feel. I will only feel empty if I'm taking. But if I'm full on the inside, regardless of situations, regardless of circumstances, I will feel full. So I've kept myself busy. And keeping yourself busy is important. You know, when we're lonely, we become very lazy. We become very despondent. We lose the will to live. You know, how am I going to cope? You know, our shoulders sink and that spring that was in our step disappears. Why? Because I've forgotten who I am. The moment I reconnect with myself, the moment I start being myself, you know what? Amazing things happen. The energy level rises. I mean, I always keep myself busy. I mean, today, just before this talk, I was busy doing a bit of DIY, building some shells. Now, when we're full, you see, we also use our time. So the benefits to us are enormous. So my time is much more beneficial. I'm much more productive. So I'm not munching on food just to pass time away. For my own experiences, I've got a routine. It's so busy. And I don't know where the time goes, but the day is over. And I look forward to the next day. And one of the things that we experience when we're full is that we're not stuck in the past. And we're not worried about the future. We're always living in the moment, the present. So when we're full, we're appreciating everything and everyone. You know, I live with my wife. My wife, she does her own things. We have a little chit chat in the morning and from time to time, our paths cross in the house. And that's great. But it's not like, oh, where are you? What have you been doing? Because that's a sign of loneliness, isn't it? Because it's a sign that I've become dependent. Fortunately, we've been together for a long time and we've become more mature over that period of time. But nevertheless, we still need moments like these to really sort of reconnect with ourselves. So I say to anyone who's feeling lonely, don't feel lonely. Look within yourself and reconnect with yourself, and you will find an amazing being, amazing person who's waiting to get out, like the caterpillar that goes into its chrysalis stage, and then it goes into that introversion, and then from that introversion, it's cocooned itself from the outside. This beautiful butterfly emerges. Well, there's a butterfly in all of us that's wanting to reveal itself, but I've got to be my natural self. Let myself emerge. Don't suppress myself. Don't compete. Don't compare. And this way, I won't get affected by people's comments or criticism. I can be my natural self. And the more I stay in this awareness, the more I have a very positive impact, impression on others. So this allows me to be comfortable with myself, and my body is relaxed, the situation is relaxed, and everyone who comes in my presence will feel relaxed. Why? Because I'm not empty, because I'm not taking. And because I'm not taking, I can give, give, and give. Like the sun, I'm constantly giving. Like nature, it can mold itself, adjust itself to any situations. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whether within a large group of people or we're just by ourselves, whether we're in self-isolation mode, we can always be full. Why? Because I'm being my natural self. And so the more I practice connecting with myself, the more I will feel full. And of course, the benefits are absolutely tremendous. There's a spring in the air. There's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a will to live. And because I'm happy, I can connect with people, even though they may be on the other side of the world. Even if I'm just communicating with the phone, you know what? Those vibrations that I'm sending out because I'm feeling full makes others feel full. This is true love. This is unconditional love. This is acceptance. And in today's world, we need to give. Because people have become so dependent on so many external factors, and those factors have been removed, people are re-examining their lifestyle, their life choices. I know in the current climate, there's going to be a radical shift in the way we live our lives. And we've already seen that in how people have become so dependent on going to the high street shops. And now that's changed. Everybody's moved to the online. So what I'm trying to demonstrate is, irrespective of what's happening, when I'm full inside, I will always feel full. So no one is going to drain me. Nothing is going to drain me because I'm not taking, I'm giving. So the more I practice my real identity, the more I'm in that real identity, the more full I will be. And of course, when I'm full, I'm able to give. The more I give, the more I receive. And so I'm in a point in my life where life is very good. So I keep myself busy. I'm a builder by a profession at the moment, and I'm working on three current projects, and it's great. And when we're busy, we can do anything. There's no boundaries. When we're empty, we become very claustrophobic in our skills, our specialities. And the consequence of all of that is that we're on a downward spiral. But when we're full on the inside, there is nothing that we can't achieve. There is no ceiling. Now, before I moved into the building trade. I was in education. I was a manager in adult education. And I've never felt empty, even when through our organizational review, my particular post was deleted. For me, I saw it as an opportunity. So when we're full, we never feel threatened. It's always an opportunity to learn and grow. You know, if we learn, in that learn is the word earn. So when we are full, we learn. We acquire new skills, new specialities, new knowledge, and that allows us to earn even a greater fortune in the sense that I'm happy, I'm peaceful, I'm benevolent, I'm compassionate, I'm generous, I'm always giving. So what do you want to do? Do you want to become dependent on the outside world? Because I know dependencies will break, and they always break. I also know that this body is going to go. I also know my projects will come to an end. I also know that the profession I'm in will change. But I will not feel empty. I will not feel lonely. I will always feel full. For me, it's a pleasure in doing the things that I'm doing. So here's some simple tips that we can all use. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, do something different. Go out there and explore. And the social media, the internet, is a portal to learning wonderful things. I mean, one of the things I noticed when the lockdown was briefly lifted from Leicester, and people had obviously missed their fast food takeaways, their KFCs and their Big Macs. I've always enjoyed homemade food, and so I've not really gone to these type of outlets. But what I noticed was queues of cars waiting. And I don't know how long they waited, but they must have, I mean, from what I saw, the wait must have been about 45 minutes. Why? Because they were dependent on a particular taste. They had to please their taste buds. And once they had done it, I noticed that the tail off on the queues, the coming days, the queues got shorter and shorter. Why? Because they had fulfilled that taste. Now, do you think the lockdown is going to remove their dependency? For some, it has. For some, it has awakened the taste buds that actually I can be independent. I can explore new things. So here's the exploration. Here's the explorer coming out. So go out, cook your own food, and you'll find it. It's much healthier. It's much better. Talk, communicate with your family, with your friends, but don't do it on the basis of clinging onto them. Oh, why didn't you call them? I missed you. No. Appreciate them, value them, respect them. And the more I do that, the more I will always feel full and I will be definitely independent. Not dependent, but independent. I mean, what is spirituality? It's being independent from everything and everyone, whether it's circumstances, whether it's possessions, or whether it's people, whether it's even this body. So when things change, I can cope because change is inevitable. But if I'm stuck in change, then I'm gonna definitely feel lonely, because change, when it happens, it will take away my relationships, my loved ones, my jobs, my situations. They will all go. But when I'm coming from within, amazing things happen. So I've acquired new skills in this new phase in my life. I've made new friends and new opportunities. And when we're positive inside, when we're full inside, then we also attract positivity. So you will never miss out on family and friends. You will never miss out on situations because you have this zest for life. And as you demonstrate that through your vibrations. When I'm talking about vibrations, I'm talking about your thoughts. So our thoughts are based on the awareness of who I am. So if I see myself in the awareness, I'm this spiritual being, I'm this actor, then my vibrations will always be pure and elevated. They will always be benevolent. They will always be giving. And when I see myself as this being, I will see everyone as I see myself. And because I'm seeing everyone as an equal, they are not dependent on me. I'm not dependent on them. In this way, the relationships are truly one of equality. No one is taking, everyone is giving. And when that relationship changes and those actors move away and they have a role to play other side of the world or the other side of the city, I will still feel full. I will never feel lonely. Why? Because everything that we want, we already have. It's just that I've been looking on the outside when all this time I should have been looking on the inside. So the way to overcome loneliness is not to look outside, is to look within the self. Om Shanti. Acha. So gave you a few ideas, shared a few thoughts. If there's any questions that you want to ask, it would be nice. Or you want to comment or share your own experiences.
Please type any questions you've got in the chat box. And what people have thought, we have a question. We have a
It's a comment.
Comment, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for today. Very interesting talk. Glad I took the time out to join you. Feel I can have faith in myself again. Sally, yeah. Very nice.
I think that's what it is about, isn't it? Is that in the current climate where we spend time, we really look inwards and actually we realize that there is a wonderful being, you know, and it restores our own self-worth and we start respecting ourselves. And then of course, that's transmitted in everything that we do. There's a feeling of positivity. There's a definitely feeling lightness. You know, I feel easy. There's a sense of giving. And we uplift others as well. So go out and uplift others. But first, uplift yourself. It's so important that we spend time to fill our own selves with those spiritual attainments that I'm talking about. And there's peace, there's happiness, there's love, there's kindness, there's bliss.
Will a recording be available? Yes, it will. Isn't it difficult though when your children grow up and are no longer dependent on you? A very interesting question. I think a lot of people would have that actually.
Okay, I actually, interesting, when I was growing up, I was very much controlled by my parents. I basically did what my parents did. As an Asian, we had this respect for our parents. And basically, I wasn't living my life. I was living their life. And they had so many expectations. And it came many, many years later when our family business failed, I realized all I was doing was trying to fulfill my parents' dreams, my parents' hopes. And I thought I never wanted to do that with our own children. And what we did was when our children were growing up, we had a life that was free from expectations. We encouraged them to do what they wanted to do. And because of that, they never felt threatened by me. They never felt, this is mom and dad trying to sort of tell me. No, it was more of a very open relationship where that relationship was one of accepting. Of course, as parents, we put boundaries, but there was no sense that, without me, you are nothing. And of course, that relationship has blossomed they have gone on to have a very successful careers in their own right. But the relationship that we have, my wife and myself and with our children, is one very much that's open, is one very much of respect. And because of that, we feel that we're like friends and we can talk about anything and anyone. There's no boundaries. There's no limits. There's absolutely transparency and openness. So yes, it, you know, we give love to children, but it shouldn't be based on clinginess, cling type love. It must be unconditional love, because we also have to let them go. So think about how you were raised. I know that if I could live my life again, I would, and my parents have actually realized this. The one thing they always said was, interestingly, is that we should have let you go. And they always knew that I had so much potential, but I'm not stuck in the past. I can let go of that past. And I have a very wonderful relationship with my parents. So wherever we are, allow people to be themselves. As parents, yes, put boundaries, but at the same time, you have to recognize there are also unique individual beings. And if we see them in that context, in that awareness, then the relationship is more meaningful. And if they do decide to go to the other side of the world, then that's great. Because I'm allowing them to be themselves, but there's no dependency. How can we become full?
Very good.
I tell you, the best time to become full is the first time in the morning, because, you know, I'm doing a little bit of breathing exercises. I saw something on YouTube that I says, a lot of the time is how we breathe. And if we breathe in fresh air, we make the body full. But spiritually, to be full is the best time is early in the morning. So when you get up in the morning, spend some time, because you're investing that time with yourself. So I'm connecting with myself, and we're going to do this in a very short while, is through meditation. Meditation is just the art of thinking in the right way. It's the art of reconnecting with the self. This is what we call Raj Yoga. Yoga means a connection, a union, by the way. So I'm spending some time. So this room that I'm doing this presentation, this talk one, is also the very room that I practice meditation. And it feels very good. So in this room, people can feel the vibrations. So the early hours of the morning are the best time to fill yourself with that spirituality. Old people who are very lonely, just can't physically keep themselves busy, and who do live mostly in the past. Yes, I think it's time to let go of this consciousness, I am old. The moment you think, I am old, I can't do this, guess what? I am old, I can't do this. It's again a question of how do I perceive myself? Don't let age, don't let gender, don't let color, don't let ethnicity, don't let anything hold you back. Be the person that you always want to be. I mean, there are some amazing stories. I mean, look at that Captain Tom Moore. I mean, this is a perfect example. I mean, there's this guy who's in a care home, and he's on his Zimmer frame, and he has this idea: I'm going to walk 100 times around my garden before I turn 100. And look what he's achieved. Amazing things. If he said to himself, I can't do this, who are you? You've got this crazy idea. No, I think we have to get away from any consciousness that I can't do to I can do. When we look inwards and we realize I'm just an actor, then I can play any role. And this body is just a costume. It's just a vehicle. So don't have the consciousness, I'm stuck in one place. Do something amazing. You can do something, but you have to explore. You have to experiment.
Lashmi.
Do you want to read that out, Mark?
Okay, sure. If I try to become positive, but others are not stopping to interact with me or are not stopping to interact with me, or are doing so in a taunting way and not make.
How can I make my behavior always positive towards them? So remember, it's not about pleasing others. I'm not being pleasant to them because I want a thank you from them. That's the wrong way. The way to be pleasant with people is to be first pleasant with yourself. So the more I practice that, filling myself with positivity in the morning, and I'm not going to say it's an overnight thing. It, like everything else, we've developed bad habits, but it, equally in the same way, we can also develop good habits, but it takes time. So have a little bit of patience with yourself and constantly give, give, give. So, but make sure you fill yourself with positive vibrations in the morning. And when you go out and you interact, you'll feel that slowly people will resonate to your positive vibrations. Of course, there may be friends who are a bit skeptical if they've known you in a certain behavioral way. And they'll think, well, I think they're just going through a phase. No, just always be kind to them. Remember, they may not pick up your words or your actions, but they will definitely pick up your vibrations. So always have positive vibrations for others. Never put people down. Even if they put you down, don't fall to their level, but raise them to your level.
Any more questions? Or we can have some meditation. So thank you very much for dealing with all these very good questions so far, Paramjeet. So you're getting lots of good wishes and blessings from everyone. A one new message. Helpful to be able to recap online with talking though. Thanks. Yeah, the talk will be up online later on today, recorded forever. Okay, shall we have a meditation then?
Okay.
So if any question does come to anyone, then just drop it into the chat box and see if we've got time just at the very end.
Yeah, so meditation is about really reconnecting within the self. So it's all very well having information. You know, it's like your apps on your phone. But what good are the apps if the battery is flat, if it's discharged? In the same way, what good is this information that I've shared with you if there's no power within me to put those words of wisdom into action? And the way we get power is through meditation. So the more I meditate, the more I receive power. So in the same way, just as you'd connect your phone to the mains, it doesn't instantly recharge. It takes time. But the longer you leave it, the more power it receives. So in the same way, meditation is the way to empower ourselves from within. So it's a very simple method. So I want you to sit very comfortably wherever you are and try to keep your back upright. It really helps to make meditation a lot easier. And you can keep your eyes open. You can focus on something so you don't drift away. And just sit relaxed, loosen all the muscles in your body, and just take a very deep breath. Inhale. Now exhale very slowly. And just breathe in very normally. And now become the observer of your thoughts. Just imagine yourself. You're watching the screen of your mind. And you are the projector projecting these thoughts on this screen. There are so many images of people, of situations, of the future and the past. Just stand back from these. And now let them go. And just create a new thought. I am a peaceful being. I am this being who is the master of this mind. This mind is just a tool. And I am the craftsperson who has mastered the art of using this tool, the mind. My thoughts are peaceful, benevolent. My thoughts are of accepting the self. I accept myself unconditionally. I let go of the past. I stay in this present moment. I see myself as this being of peace. I'm sitting here in the center of this forehead, seated on my throne, ruling this kingdom, the body. I am this amazing light, this white light, like a star, shining in the center of the forehead. This is the real me. This is who I am. And I look inwards and I see the beauty of the self. And I am decorated with jewels of virtues. I sparkle with happiness, with love, with peace. My mind becomes very still in this awareness. I feel light. I feel full. Nothing can shake me. There is just absolute stillness. I feel very comfortable with my own company. My thoughts are very silent. There is just the feeling of quietness. I'm in this present moment, no longer influenced by time or the outside world. And I get to know the real me, a wonderful me, a me that's just a point of light, a light that can never be extinguished. In this awareness, I always feel full. In this awareness, I am able to give unconditionally. I radiate love. I radiate happiness. I'm a magnet of peace. This is who I am. And this is who I will always be. A peaceful soul. a being of light. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Paranjit, for that wonderful meditation, really summing up your answers for never feeling lonely. Beautifully done. So although I can't see everyone's faces, I'm sure. Actually, if you want, why don't you turn your cameras on, everyone, and give Paranjit a wave? Very good. And you can go to, if you want to see, just go to gallery view and everyone can see everyone else, whoever wants to see who is here. So welcome. And the talk will be up on the website a little bit later today. And just while you're giving the wave, I'll just announce next week's talk. It's called Unleashing Our Inner Powers, which I've just noticed is not on the website, so I have to check where it's gone. And the speaker is Trish Summerfield, who's dialing in from Vietnam, where she's based. And so that'd be very nice. And Learn to Meditate continue every Wednesday evening and Thursday mornings. And everything else, just see the website, our new sparkly new website. So thank you everyone for coming along and being here, because obviously if you don't come, then Paranjit and I would have had a very long conversation. So thank you so much for joining us and spreading the wave of good feeling and positive vibrations, because it really counts. You know, kind of every one of us is actually helping to spread that positive energy in a world which really needs it. So many thanks for that. It's great work. I look forward to seeing you again next week and perhaps during the week too. Good, thank you. And very special thanks to Paranjit once more. And I'm sure we'll be having you back soon, especially now it's so easy to connect. It's much quicker than, was it a 7-hour bus drive with a drop-off in London on the way?
Thank you for having me, Mark, and thank you for everyone listening to the talk. It was my pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.